This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Etopia Media Medical News Network. We're about to speak to Alan Zimmerman, who's the president and CEO of Navitus Health Solutions. He's in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to Etopia Media Medical News Network.
Thanks, Mark.
We're mainly going to talk about the Badger RX Gold program, but give us a little bit of background first about Navitus Health Solutions, when it was started. Is it a privately held or publicly traded company, and what it does in general?
Sure. Navitus is a privately held company. We're a pharmacy benefit management company. We have over 500,000 lives that we currently manage. We were formed by the combination of two health plans in the state of Wisconsin. Touchpoint and Dean Health Plan combined their pharmacy departments and formed Navitus. These two health plans had several decades worth of health care experience, very high quality health care experience in the state.
When did that merger happen?
That merger or the development of Navitus occurred in 2003.
Okay, so your component parts have a lot of experience, but the company itself is only 2 years old.
We have individuals with our company that have obviously decades worth of experience, but
right.
We formed as a formal entity back in 2003. That's correct.
Were you part of one of those companies, divisions, or did they bring you on?
Mark, no, I wasn't part of these two originating companies. I was brought in and recruited from an outside source.
Okay. Tell us now a little bit about the origins of Badger RX Gold. Where did the impetus for it come from?
Well, I mean, I think it was really a nice private and public sector idea or concept. One of our largest clients is the Employee Trust Fund of the state of Wisconsin. We manage the pharmacy benefits for the state employees in the state of Wisconsin. And working with that client, we were trying to identify additional innovative solutions that could bring value to the state residents here in the state of Wisconsin.
How many employees are covered under the state program, or as state employees?
There's about 230,000 employees and their annuitants are part of that program.
And how many people are there in Wisconsin?
Oh, there are in excess of 5 million residents in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, so it's about 25 times as many people as there are as employees.
We have the 230,000 state employees and their annuitants. Out of the 5 million total residents in the state, obviously. The other interesting fact is there's about a 1.1 million residents in the states who lack some form of drug benefit coverage, and about 300,000 out of the 5 million that have no health insurance whatsoever at this point. So it was really very important for the state in working with us, again, a public-private sector partnership, to find some solutions for some of the uninsured residents of the state that didn't have access to affordable prescription drugs.
So, in fact, that category is about 1.4 million people.
The 300,000 would be part of the 1.1 million, actually.
Okay, 1.1 million. Under what terms did the state of Wisconsin hire Navitus to manage this program? Did you participate in the formulation of the expanded program, or did the politicians figure it out and the administrators, and then they came to you, or were you already administering the program for the state employees?
Yeah, good question. We were the current pharmacy benefit manager for the state employees. We implemented that program for the state of Wisconsin January 1st of 2004 through a competitive bid arrangement. We won the bid and implemented that, as I said, January 1st of 2004. Just as a sidebar, I think it's important to note that the experience in the first year has been that we saved the state in excess of $25 million in their management of that particular drug program.
And that was only when you were managing it for the state employees?
for the state employees for the first year
for
the 2004. It was that experience, though, that, that created an additional interest in terms of what Navitas could do. You know, certainly as we managed that state business and saved $25 million in the first year, it raised the eyebrows of the administration here in the state, as well as those that were managing the state pharmacy benefit program, in terms of our effectiveness. And the question was posed whether or not there were other opportunities that we felt we could bring to market in a cooperative partnership arrangement with the state that would help the state in regard to managing those uninsured lives that that I mentioned earlier.
So in fact, did the state just decide then to expand your writ, or did they put together a program and do a competitive bid again, and you bid on that for the to cover the other 1.1 million people?
Yeah, this was a partnership between the state and Navitas, and it was a discussion between the two entities, and it was decided that we would collectively put the program together, and it would be an expansion of the current relationship that we had with the state and the employee management of that particular program.
Okay, of the 1.1 million people who you said essentially were targeted by this program, how many have enrolled so far?
Well, we just rolled this out, as you know, first part of April, and we have in excess of 5,000 enrollees in this current program.
Okay, let's say I'm an underinsured or uninsured badger, and I want to sign up for the program. What do I do?
Well, there are a couple different venues that you can use to sign up for the program. You can call our 800 number, and our 800 number that we have set up will direct the prospective uninsured on various ways that they can enroll. They can enroll over the telephone.
In case some people in Wisconsin are actually listening to this right now, what is that 800 number?
Well, the 800 number is 866-809-9382.
Okay.
That's 866-809-9382.
Toll-free number, is it?
That is a toll-free number that residents of the state of Wisconsin can call in, talk to one of our very courteous and qualified customer service representatives, sign up online, or obtain other information on how they can enroll. They can enroll through the website.
Well, and what's the URL there?
www.badgerrxgold.com.
Okay, and how much does it cost to sign up? And you get a discount if you do it online.
That's exactly right. $25 over the telephone for an individual, and then a family of four or more would be $75 for a family of four or more. And there is a $5 savings should they choose to enroll online.
Okay. Does the state of Wisconsin pay any part of the operating costs, or is the program completely self-financing?
It's self-financing. The state of Wisconsin, the taxpayers do not foot the bill for this particular program. It is a Navitas program, and we are funding this this program ourselves.
And essentially, anyone who lives in Wisconsin can participate?
Any resident in the state of Wisconsin, we're certainly targeting the underinsured or the uninsured, but any other individual in the state who wishes to sign up is eligible to sign up.
Okay. On the average, how much money can people save by joining the program?
You know, that that's a difficult question.
Well, give us the range. People who are just doing a little bit, or people who have the most people can save, and sort of the minimum that everyone is likely to save.
Well, Mark, it certainly depends on the type of medications you're on.
Right.
The market basket of drugs and the type of clinical conditions that that you have. Our savings can run from 25% to 40% over what individuals are currently paying for their medications. Some that's on average or in the aggregate. Some discounts are less than that. Some discounts are more. And again, depending on the type of medications you are, the savings could be substantial.
Okay. How is it that you're able to get reduced drug prices for enrollees in Badger RX Gold?
That's a good question. What we're doing is combining discounts that we're able to negotiate from the retail pharmacy community in the state, along with discounts we're able to negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies. And what we're doing is leveraging the power of the state in this process. We're piggybacking off of what we've already negotiated in terms of discounts for the state employee program. And we're able to do that because what we're doing is implementing the same formulary or preferred drug list in this Badger RX Gold program that we use for the 230,000 members of the state employee program.
Okay. How do local or chain pharmacies participate in the program? Do they provide discounts also? And what's the relation of the Badger RX program to them?
They do participate. We have in excess of 700 out of the 850 pharmacies in the state of Wisconsin participating. We continue to grow that number on a regular basis. The process to enrollment for enrollment for those pharmacies is relatively simple. They need to simply call Navitus and ask to be part of the program. If they haven't been asked already by Navitus to be part of the program, and so the enrollment process on their part is easy. We do negotiate certain discounts with those pharmacies, and that is passed on to the member in its entirety.
Are all the pharmacies in the state participating, or people have to consider which of competing pharmacies they might want to go to on the basis of whether they're participating in the program?
Yeah, Mark, we have about 700 out of the 850 pharmacies in the state already participating, and that number continues to grow. They can any potential or interested member of the Badger RX School program can find out which pharmacies are participating by calling our 1-800 number and talking to our customer service representatives who can identify which pharmacies are or are not participating, or they can go online and look at participating pharmacies through that process as well at www.badgerrxgold.com.
Okay, is this program, I figure we got about 2 minutes to go here.
Yes.
Is this program connected in any way with the iSaveRx program?
I'm sorry, Mark, not that I'm aware of it. No, it is not connected with the iSaveRx program.
Okay. Would it be possible for your program and others like it around the country to get even bigger discounts for members by aggregating your own already aggregated purchasing power?
You know, there's been some interest in that. There certainly is the potential to do that. One of the things that we feel strongly about is that we're focusing on the state of Wisconsin now in terms of bringing in a more affordable drugs, safer drugs, and a higher level of access to these affordable drugs to the members of the state of Wisconsin. And again, we're piggybacking off of the state's ability to leverage additional discounts through the current state employee program. That concept, though, is one that can be transferable and reasonably portable, and we've had a lot of interest from various parts of the country about doing just that. We have no explicit plans right now to do that, but we continue to explore what the potential might be there.
You work outside of Wisconsin as well?
We have lives across the country, that's right, with Navitus.
Will you be bidding on the Los Angeles contract?
I'm not familiar with whether or not we will be bidding on that, but if we are provided an opportunity with an RFP, we very well may be doing that. That sounds like an interesting opportunity for us to look at.
Good. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today on Utopia Media Medical News Network, and wish you continued success in saving people money on drugs.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye.